All right. Well, on that note, welcome back to the mix, everyone. This is episode 37. I'm Warren. That's Alardo. And hello. Today we have a special guest, my dad.
What's up, people?
And we have a packed episode today. We were talking about Space Jam, Black Widow, Loki, The Tomorrow War, and Demon Slayer. So, but the big blockbuster movie release was the Space Jam starring LeBron James. So how about, I didn't really plan this out. So how about we go to Alardo first and then I'll kick it to you, Dad. So what were your thoughts on Space Jam, Alardo?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I wasn't expecting much. Like, I got exactly what I expected, just like a basketball movie with the Looney Tunes. Like, it was like the first one, but I feel like this one had more of a story than the first one, so I like this one a little bit more. I have no nostalgia for the first one because I didn't really watch it as a kid.
What about you, Dad?
Well, by the way, you're wearing my Lakers hat in honor of Space Jam. But I do have some generational perspective because I did see the first one. And then, of course, I just watched it last night, Space Jam 2.
And you're, like, attached to the first one, right? Or?
Yeah, I know. You know, because, you know, we're getting into basketball. And those of you who don't know, Warren and I have this ongoing debate on who's the GOAT, LeBron James or Michael Jordan. And I'm a Jordan guy. And Warren's a LeBron guy. So, you know, that kind of taints the whole review, I believe. But I tried to be as objective as I could. It was okay. I liked, what I did like was some of the, see, a lot of those Looney Tunes, when I was a kid, I watched those cartoons. So that kind of brought some attachment to me to the movie. So, and then I noticed they had, you guys noticed like in the crowd, they brought all the kind of different Warner Brothers characters from a variety of their movies and such. So I like that. Because, like, oh, there's the Penguin and the Mask guy and etc. So there was some nostalgia there, I guess, that I did like. This is kind of my ongoing complaint with a lot of movies nowadays. They just CG you to death almost. Like, it's so over the top, like bells and whistles just up the yin yang, and you're kind of like, okay, can we tone it down a little bit, people? You know, you guys trying to impress us with your CGI skills, and it gets a little exhausting, I must say. You know, maybe that's just old guy talking, but if they could just kind of tone it down a little bit and then maybe at certain times ramp it up. But it's like, once they got into that computer world, it's just like, holy cow, it's 100 miles an hour. So I didn't really care. Yeah. The story was okay. By the way, question. That's not LeBron's real kids, right?
No, that's not his real kids. Which made it kind of awkward for me, because I was like, why didn't he just use his real kids? Like,
yeah.
I don't. Right. He has that exact family.
What? You wanted to get some good acting?
I don't know.
He shouldn't have been in the movie then.
It should have been his real family, to me anyway. I think it would have made it better, even if they aren't that great at acting. Because everybody knows his real family. Like, they're public faces, too. So I think it would have been better with his family.
Yeah, and that brings me to LeBron. He stood up like out like a sore thumb as far as the poor acting.
What? Dude, yes. I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah. In my notes, because I watched it like a while ago, I just put his acting was entertaining, but it didn't bother me.
Okay, well, when you compare, you know, I started comparing was like Don Cheadle, right?
Yeah.
Don Cheadle's good.
Actor, and he's just so much more natural than LeBron. I mean, he wasn't horrible. I'm not going to say that. But it just the
like, you mean, notice it. You
could, yeah, it was noticeable that
it was definitely noticeable
out of water to some extent. I mean, you got to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like people are gonna be knocking on his door to, oh, Denzel's calling you to you know, join him for the next movie. That ain't happening. So that, and I thought the story, I like, you know, it was a, within one of those feel good movies with, you know, family values, what's important in life, and go after your dream, son, and da da da. So, I mean, it was kind of generic in that sense.
Yeah.
But it was okay. I mean, I like those kind of, I mean, it's, it, at least it was a positive message. So,
yeah.
I like that about
that. Yeah. So, okay. I'm the opposite on the CGI. I love the CGI. I thought it was, it looked really cool, the whole movie, the whole video game basketball court thing kind of made it better for me.
Because the internet is also trashing on all the CGI and all that.
Too. Really? Wow. I was into it.
I feel like it's a little different for us because we grew up with that stuff. Wait, what? They are on your side. Yeah. They don't like that stuff.
Okay.
They would have rather had a from the Roger Rabbit, like the original one.
Well, okay, yeah. I was into it because it was more modern. LeBron's acting didn't bother me because MJ was the same thing. Like, you can't expect them to be polished actors like Don Cheadle, you know? But it was entertaining, like Gallardo said. But yeah, I pretty much agree with you. Like, it was a good movie. It was a good watch. Classic movie. I liked both. I can't say, like, a lot of people are like, the first one's way better. Stop kidding yourselves. It was not way better. It was just, you know, they're kids' movies. They're pretty comparable. Level. Yeah, same level. But yeah, that's pretty much my take on it. I did like that the other Warner Bros., like, character cameos. Those were nice. Like, I like him trying to put together a super team, but then he gets the Looney Tunes. That was funny. But yeah. Oh, Dad, Levi says, what's up in the chat?
Hey, Levi. All right. I gotta check you out next time we're up there in Vegas.
Yeah, so, okay. Out of 5, what do you give it, Alardo?
A 3. Yeah.
What about you, Dad?
Okay, can we go... okay, this is out of 5. Can you go, like, 3.5?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with a 3.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go 3.5 as well. It's like a decent movie, solid watch, great for kids. Like, if I had a kid, I would bring them to watch that, you know? Nice little feel-good movie.
Yeah.
Story was definitely better than the first movie, though, I will say, with the whole, like, family thing. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move on. Unless you guys have something else to say about it.
Nah, that's good enough for me. I know Alardo's ready to move on.
Okay, yeah. Alright, let's talk about Old then, because this was a super interesting movie. The M. Night Shyamalan movie in theaters.
It's not that hard to say. It's just
Shyamalan. I know, but it's... I don't know, yeah. Shyamalan.
That's funny.
Okay. So yeah, Alardo, open with your thoughts on the movie.
Yeah, I thought overall was good. Like, yeah, the premise is really interesting, and I thought, well, he absolutely could have done more of it, but like what he did was pretty good. The premise, yeah, the concept was really good. The story itself with the characters could have probably been done better, but that's not like, I don't think that's what he's really trying to go for, is like strong characters. It's just. Yeah,
it's just more like the beach and what's happening on it kind of thing. He really
series
wanted to
like, events, I think, yeah.
Exactly, he wanted to move it along. What about you, Dad?
Yeah, I agree with Alardo. I do, because I've seen so many movies. I mean, if I don't get like a new twist on something, or I mean, you know, I've seen so many different storylines and they become oftentimes just lazy and generic. And it turns me off, but I thought it was a novel idea, you know, and the whole ethical question that is kind of like is coming up at the end made me think, and I enjoyed that because I like movies that make me think, and I think I was a little worried about the pace, and I think that's what, Warren, you were kind of thinking that might do me in with this movie, because sometimes if it's, you know, I'll start zoning out or crashing or whatever. And even though there were some slow moments, I stayed with it, you know. And I went to the theater with Warren's mother. We both saw it. And she's notorious for sleeping in movies. And she stayed up the whole time. And so I think it was intriguing enough to kind of like, whoa, where is this going? You know, and you kind of like, it's keeping you interested in wanting to know where is, you know, like I said, where is this movie going? What, how is this going to climax and so on? So that kept me interested in wanting to follow the movie. So, yeah, overall, I liked it.
Yeah, his twist hit for, like, okay, well, what's his last movie? Glass, right?
Last one was Glass, yeah. Glass.
Okay, yeah.
I never saw Glass. And you guys, Glass was kind of generally panned, wasn't it?
Yeah, the twist was garbage in that one. So, I don't even remember what it was, actually. It was kind of like a lame one.
I don't think it was really a twist. It was just like a... Yeah, I don't
know. It was the ending that kind of ruined it. That's all I remember. Anyway... But well, back to this movie. Yeah, he hit the twist. It was pretty interesting. A little thought-provoking, I guess. My problem with it was, like, the dialogue. It was, well, that's part of the reason it was a slow starter, but just the dialogue in general. I was talking to Eduardo about this, but, like, it's hard to explain, but M. Night's dialogue in general isn't really that good. Sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking about it, and, like, I think it's because... It's too explainy. Like, they always, like, are trying to explain themselves when they don't really have to.
Yeah, he's, like, explaining things that you can, like, kind of show, I feel like, or that we can imply, and it just doesn't come off naturally. But, yeah, overall, I thought it was interesting. Oh, man, the calcium deficient girl, like, every time she came on screen, like, I couldn't, like, it was disgusting. Especially, well, like, the end part of her time on screen, but that, ugh.
Yeah, it didn't freak me out as much.
I thought it would freak you out because my dad, like, hates, like, dislocations or, like, popping stuff out, stuff like that. So,
because I had it in real life, so I get flashbacks, so
yeah, so I was surprised.
Those guys that do the popping and the kind, whatever, kind of, yeah, can't handle that, but it was kind of, I mean, it was so fake that it would.
Yeah, I was like, over the top. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so it didn't bother me as much, I would say. So what's up with him always wanting to be in his movies?
Yeah, he always.
Oh yeah, he made his cameo, and I was like, ha! I knew he would make a cameo. It was a good cameo too.
He always does that.
He had a good little character for himself.
Yeah. No, he was good. I'm just like, okay. So that's this whole, like, ego thing. Okay, I'm going to put myself in the movie.
Right.
He always does that. He's always something.
What was he in The Sixth Sense?
Oh.
I've never watched The Sixth Sense.
Oh! He outed himself!
That's the number one M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I know it is.
Damn, wait, you've never watched it.
You know the twist in that one?
Yeah, it's probably because I know the twist, so it's like I don't really. I will. I probably will, like, at some point in my life, but yeah, I've never watched.
I don't remember even seeing him. I was too scared when I was watching that movie, so I don't even remember seeing him at all in the movie. And at the time, I didn't even know who he was. So, but yeah, maybe we'll rewatch it for the podcast, or I'll rewatch it and you watch it. Such a long time ago that I watched that.
Yeah. That was that's a movie. Just the whole, because he was just kind of coming on the scene and everything too. And so, what was that one? Did you guys watch that one where there's like this town that's like, they're like Amish kind of like people?
The village.
Did you watch that, Alardo?
No, I haven't watched it, but I've heard of it. And I know the twist in that one too.
Oh, what? Yeah. Well, that kind of spoils it, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's probably why he doesn't want to watch it.
Yeah. Warren, did you watch that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you gotta watch The Village. It's pretty. That one's pretty trippy too. But yeah. Sixth Sense is a classic for sure.
But anyway, back to old. Yeah, he made his cameo. It was a nice little cameo. He wasn't terrible. What do you guys think about, like, the... Well, no, actually, that's kind of a spoiler. Well, spoiler alert. What do you guys think about, like, the whole Coral thing? Because they didn't really, like, explain it. It's just, like, the Coral
helps. Feel like it just came out of nowhere?
Like, a little bit, yeah. Because at first, I thought, I was like, okay, well, this is going to end with everybody just dying. Right? Because they could have done that.
Yeah. Well, what would be the twist then?
Well, you could still have the regular twist that he did and have everybody die.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, it didn't like okay, Coral.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was palatable, I guess I would say.
Okay.
You know.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
And then
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did they ever explain what the doctor's illness was? Because I was trying to, like, I thought I missed it or something. What was it?
The lady said he had schizophrenia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely missed that. Because the whole time I was like, what is he doing? Like, why is he like this, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, twist was good. I feel like I had more to say, but now I can't remember. Let me look at my notes. Somebody else talk.
I don't know what to say. I mean, the internet's ripping it apart for plot holes. They feel like there's a bunch of plot holes. I didn't really...
Are there?
...get into all that. I didn't really want to get into all of it because it's just like, I don't really care. I just want story first and foremost. Like, that's what I want to know about. And I usually like read more plot holes.
What do you mean by a plot hole?
Like, why didn't they just do this, or like, why didn't they just do this, or they feel like there are things that they could have like
tried that they didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe the whole lab and that whole thing could have maybe been developed a little bit more. I'm not quite sure how, but maybe something like that. I don't know, because it's like, oh, next thing you know, here comes the cop, and then all that. I don't know. I guess that could have been done better.
Well, that's a tough one. I wrote in my notes. Okay, so I liked that they. So with the food thing, it was like, oh, you guys brought so much food. Like, they're telling you that they're gonna leave them at this beach before we even ever see the beach, and I thought that was cool. And I thought, like, from the trailers and everything, they kind of had to sell the movie, right? So they give away the concept. But I thought if this would have been a fun movie to go in blind to, like, I didn't, like, if you didn't know anything and you just go in and watch it, I think that would have been more fun. So,
yeah, I brought up my nephew and he didn't know anything. And then the whole time he was just like, what the hell is going on?
I thought that to myself a lot too, actually, even though I knew what, like, the movie was about. Like, it got pretty crazy on the beach. So it was kind of one of those, like, what the heck? Like, how did all of this happen?
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. I was entertained. But Elardo, out of 5, what do you give old?
Old is also, like, it was a 3.
Wow, a 3? Like
it could have been a 4, but he doesn't really, like,
What about you, Dad?
I'm gonna give it a 4, because I like the concept. I thought overall he pulled it off, as far as, you know, I was entertained, I was intrigued. I like it. Like I said earlier, it made me think. The whole moral, you know, sacrifice the few for the good of the many, and blah blah blah. So I kind of liked tinkering with that in my head. So I do like movies that are thought provoking for me. So that's my reason. I think, if filling in those holes like you're talking about, I mean, to get to that five level, that a lot of that would have to have been done. But yeah, I'll give it a solid four.
I'll go 3.5 because I didn't really like love it enough to defend it. But I was entertained, so I thought it was pretty good. I feel like if they did try to fill every plot hole, though, then the movie would be too slow. Like, if you're just seeing these people just trying desperately a bajillion ways to get off this beach, you know? Mm-hmm. I think we kind of got the point that they were stuck there.
So just to interject, son. So, you know, some of that dialogue that could have been removed, maybe that's where they could have, like, filled some of these other holes that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Unnecessary dialogue, so maybe use that time to kind of explore something else.
Yeah.
To improve it.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. And then, another thing that I thought, tell me if what you guys think of this, but maybe it's just because I knew it was M. Night, but like I was like, wow, some of these shots are kind of like 90s camera work where it's like, slow zoom ins on people's faces when they're like not saying anything, or like it just reminded me of an old movie the way it was shot, kind of thing. Does that make sense, or do you guys not like catch that at all or anything like that, or is that just me?
The camera did, I noticed how much it moved. It did move a lot, actually.
Oh yeah, I was kind of dizzy when I came out of the theater a little bit.
He had the same cinematographer from like I think the Jordan Peele movies. And I think from same one since like Split or something like that. I remember seeing like something about it.
Like,
but I thought it was more beautiful like than his last few movies. His movies are always in towns, I feel like, or like in cities. And this one was like on a beach, you know, because it had to be. But I feel like the shots were really nice.
Yeah, I was talking about like, okay, so there's one shot in the beginning that sticks out where it's just the mom's face and it's like a super slow zoom in on her. Like, and it kind of held for a long time too. So it just reminded me of an older movie for some reason. It might've just been like the theater screen too, though. I don't know what it was, but anyway, yeah, that was my observation of that.
Any chats out there? Anybody say anything worth noteworthy?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But,
all right.
What was
you guys yapping?
but I had something. Oh, okay. Well, so besides like the plot holes and stuff, is there what else could he have done to make this like a better movie?
I don't know, Alardo. That's your area. What do you think?
I mean, that's like, I feel like the storyline between the main family could have been like a little bit stronger, like that. They had a little side thing where it's like why they were there, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that could have been more powerful. Like just the scene with them, well, the parents are old and then the daughter's singing, right? I feel like that scene was like really nice, but I feel like that could have had more like of a payoff.
If they built it up more. Emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't build it up enough. Yeah, yeah. By the way, the dad looked like really good when he was old. What the heck?
Yeah, he hardly changed.
Well, okay, so, but then I was thinking that, and then I was like, oh, wait, but it doesn't affect their hair and nails because it's dead cells.
Because
he explained that. It was like a throwaway line kind of thing.
Okay, all
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the makeup team rest a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So convenient.
So his brain inside was aging and getting...
Yeah, and like all his organs, but then hair and nails stay the same.
All right. I see. He could have had a few more wrinkles at least.
Yeah, yeah. He did. He didn't really have a lot of wrinkles.
Yeah, his wife was like, "You have wrinkles." I was like,
"Not really."
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Overall, a little better story could have done it for me. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on. So I have a confession. I didn't see Black Widow, but we can still talk about it because, honestly, from the reviews I heard, I was not excited to watch it. But, Alardo, go ahead and start us off. Black Widow.
Yeah. I feel like it's a really good movie to come back to. Like, for Marvel to come back to the movies, that's, like, a good, like, starter movie. Yeah, it felt like a Mission Impossible movie where it's just like fast paced. It's just like stuff happens and it's just a series of action set pieces. I feel like it's not going to win over any new fans for Marvel. It's just like the only people going to watch it are probably Marvel fans. Yeah, I think that's about it. A lot of people are saying it's filler, which is just like it's not really necessary to watch. It's just set up for the next thing, which is at the end credits, I think, if I remember.
Well, it pretty much is filler, right?
Kind of, yeah. I feel like it's like kind of mean though, because they spent like how much money to like make it, and we're gonna call it a filler.
Yeah. What about you, Dad?
Yeah. I mean, I'm generally a Marvel fan. I enjoy Marvel, and a lot of the movies have been very good. One of my main complaints, once again, is just kind of like Space Jam. Just like you guys are, it's just overdoing the whole CGI. And the fight scenes are just, it's like, so, it's hard to, so much is going on. I get kind of lost in it. And not in a good way. It's like, I like fight scenes. I like, you know, being bam and all that,
like Mission Impossible. You like that kind of stuff, right? You like Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I do. But yeah, it's just like so much blam and brightness and just like whoa, you guys, can you just tone it down a little bit? It would, if they could make it a little more subtle, and then a little, instead of just like blasting it like a fireworks show nonstop, if they could have some a little more of the up and downs. I would take like I referenced Civil War. I think is if not my favorite, one of my favorite Marvel movies. It just seemed that the Civil War action scenes were just that right combination of kind of fantastical yet kind of like that get down and dirty with two people like cracking each other. I don't know if you can follow what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of like you got to balance that sense of realism with the fantasy aspect of it. I think that in Black Widow, it's just another example of it was overdone to me, and that took some of the joy out of watching it. This movie, I do have to admit, I did slip away during some of the scenes.
Oh, like fell asleep?
Yeah.
Was it the family scenes where she's like...
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah. Because Selena was sitting next to me, and there was a couple times when she kind of like tapped me, you know, started snoring or what, but yeah. And yeah, so I had to stick with it. I mean, I like the dad. That he was a fun character.
Yeah, I feel like he's a standout. He's good to like come back, probably.
Yeah, I think. Just so much going on, even story wise. I think they try to cram all these different things about the story, and it just kind of gets a little confusing. Mm. You know, I don't think I'm that stupid. I can generally follow plots, but. You know, and I know I'm not a Marvel kind of like devotee type of person, but I mean, I think that they do want, you do need to, for the casual fan, so to speak, you don't want to just be geeking out on all the intertwinings of the Marvel universe, because some of the casual people like me kind of get lost.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You follow me, Yolardo? You know,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I think that could be improved.
Yeah, that's the reason why, like, I'm saying it's not really going to win anybody over if they're, like, trying to get into Marvel. Like, this movie is not going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I love superheroes, and it's cool and all that, but I think they could even broaden the audience if they could, you know, keep that in mind. You know? And so, like, you know what's a good story? Like, you know, like Spider-Man, they don't kind of overdo Spider-Man, sort of.
That's true.
Still kind of in the real world, sort of, you know, although it's
fantasy. They contain it with the high school, so it's like they kind of have to keep it low, like small scaled. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. So I wish they would kind of do that on more of the movies. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess that's my overview.
But then what do you think about, like, what if they kind of, they're kind of losing the super fans by catering more to the casual fans?
Well, I just
like, oh, you missed this detail kind of thing. Like, what about this? In the comics, this happens.
Okay, well, you're going to have critics, and I think, well, I don't know. What is going to make you more money?
Yeah.
I would argue you want to draw more casual fans that are going to, like, you not get, they're not total geeked out. And I would say, you know, and bottom line is you're trying to make money, right?
True.
And so you could sacrifice a few super Marvel comic nerds for more of people that would enjoy it and get it, and they would become more more followers.
Yeah.
In that respect.
Well, yeah, I think other than this movie, I don't know, I haven't seen this movie. But, like, in the other movies, they do a pretty good job, I think, of balancing it generally. Like, a big story, but, like, also kind of keeping it, you know, like Spider-Man. But,
yeah.
Overall, out of 5, Alardo, what would you give it?
Yeah, this one's a 3. Just handing out 3s today.
Oh, man. Tough. Tough.
What about you, Dad?
You know, I'm kind of waffling. Can you go 3.75?
Oh, I mean, you can. Do I do that, Alardo?
I don't think you've ever done that.
I've never done a 3.75, but I mean, there's no rules here. Real rules here.
Okay, all right. Because I've been waffling between the 3.5 and the 4.
Pick one. Pick one.
Okay, all right. If you're gonna force me to, I got it. But I gave Space Jam a 3.5. It was better than Space Jam. So.
But was it a whole half a point better? Not all 3.5s are the same.
Okay, all right. If that is in play, I'm going to go 3.5 then.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what could they have done to make it, like, a little more better? Well, you kind of touched on your reasons, but is there anything else? Like, Alardo, do you have anything that could have made it better for you?
For me, I get that feeling where it's kind of bloated. If they centered it more around Black Widow herself, like, remove her family out of it a little bit more and, like, less setup. Because they're setting up her sister a lot to, like, be the next Black Widow.
Is that the end game there?
I feel like
how's
that
three on work? Spoiler.
Why is that actress kind of like, well, that okay, because wait, does what's the actress name?
Johansson, does she
die?
In Endgame she died.
She dies, right?
Spoiler.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well,
all right. Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, the movie's been out a while. Okay, so I can see that they're setting this other chick up to be the Black Widow. Okay, that makes sense. But see, you know, you don't do that you can overdo that and because it ends up hurting the present movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's set up this girl for the future, but then it's impacting that present.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's a good point, Alardo. I think that, they gotta, yeah.
Perfect. Let's end on that.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Cool.
Okay, moving on. We have Loki, our first TV show of the day. I think it ended a couple weeks ago, right? Our last podcast. But I didn't watch the last episode, so we're going to talk about it now. But overall, the series, Alardo, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it hasn't changed since what I said last time. I like Loki better than WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I feel like more story happens like every episode than those two. So that's why I like it more. I thought the ending was a good setup for season two. I didn't feel cheated, right? Like, where it's like, oh well, like, why didn't you just give me a satisfying ending here? I feel like it was. I feel like I got answers and questions, but like a good like mix, you know. And yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, I gotta say, I was totally freaking confused on this thing. What the hell is going on here? Okay, so there's this multiverse and this time thing and whatever. That was, and I was watching it at home here, and I did slip away quite a few times.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was just like, where is what? Huh? There's like a bunch of them, and then there's Owen Wilson, and what is he?
Wow. Like,
and the girl, and what? I mean, I kind of spaced them out, you know, watching them all. It wasn't like I binged it. I don't know if that would have made a difference.
It might have.
But, yeah, and then they get to the Time Guy, and what's up with that?
Time Guy was awesome, by the way. Let's just call him that, Time Guy.
Time Guy.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it was kind of like, oh, okay, there's this guy, and he's the Time Guy.
Yep, that is what happened.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I was just left with, it's once again, you're confusing me, man. The casual fan is confused.
Well, okay, I really feel like if you binged it a little bit more, it might have helped, because I binged most of it. And I could follow pretty well. It was super interesting. I love Tom Hiddleston. He's really good. And I don't know the actress's name, but she was really good too. Do you know her name?
I don't know her name. Sophia. I know that's her first name.
Yeah, okay.
Sophia DiMartino or something?
Yeah. And Miss Minutes was really... I mentioned this to you, Alardo, but like she's kind of... Something was off.
So sus.
Yeah, she was so sus. What else? Last episode.
What does that mean?
Suspicious. Sus is short for suspicious.
Okay, well, what is the whole, like, okay, we're gonna make this, we're gonna draw it like a very old cartoon.
Clock,
right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Do you know, Alardo?
I have no idea.
Maybe it was made a long time ago.
I guess.
Yeah, it was cool. Propaganda, you know?
I don't know. It's so random.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing is kind of like, you're supposed to be like, what is going on here? And then they kind of explain it a little bit, but not really. But kinda.
Okay, well, can you kind of explain it to me then?
Well, so, Time Guy created the TVA because he needed to keep the sacred timeline on track. Because if he doesn't, then a bunch of branches to the sacred timeline are going to come off. And then variants of the Time Guy are going to start wars with each other because they're all Time Guy, right? And they all want to time each other.
They want to control time.
Yeah. So they multiverse war. So to prevent that, he keeps one timeline. So there's no other hymns.
Okay.
So that's why he said, if you kill me, there's going to be all these branches. And there's going to be a ton of me's, and you guys are in trouble. Okay. And she did it anyway.
Sorry for any audience that didn't watch it yet. So, can we spoil?
Yeah, I mean, I already spoiled, like, the whole thing.
Okay, so what happens at the end? I forgot.
So, the girl stabs Time Guy. Time Guy dies, and the timeline starts branching off. Loki finds out, like, he's in this weird timeline where Owen Wilson doesn't even know who he is. So now it's, like, starting, right? And now they have this big problem.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Fine. So. Oh, I missed some chats. Kyson said, what's up, Dad?
What's up,
Kyson? Levi said, Ray Allen is the best NBA actor. Do we agree with that?
Oh,
because he got game.
Shuttleworth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's. I think he's got a good case for that. I'm trying to think. Okay, who else has been acting? Okay, yeah, he's better than Shaq.
What was Shaq in? Oh, Shazam! I didn't watch Shazam. Did you watch Shazam?
Yeah. It's bad. Dr. J. There's this movie, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
What?
It's like, yeah, I think it came out, I want to say, like the late 70s or early 80s. But Dr. J was in that. And he was not bad.
Well, okay, but I counter you with what about Kareem?
KG.
Oh, KG too was in Uncut Gems. Did you watch Uncut Gems, Dad?
No, I did not.
It was okay. But like Kareem, I've been seeing Kareem a lot. He was in that Bruce Lee movie that we talked about, right, Dad?
Right.
Where he does the kick or whatever. And he's in Dave.
Yeah.
I've seen him in a few things, actually, I feel like. Okay. So that might be my vote. Because he's pretty natural on camera.
Well, did you watch He Got Game?
Yeah, I did. Ray Allen's pretty good in that, too.
Yeah, no, I think about when I think back to that movie, you know, I probably was that mid-90s or something around there?
Something like that, late 90s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw it. I want to say I saw it in the theater. It's probably before you were born. But I was like, oh. And this before he became, like, well-known NBA player.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, I agree with Levi, I think. You know, is this just somebody else I'm not thinking of? But, like, he, as opposed to who else, talking about LeBron and dogging his acting skills.
Yeah, LeBron, I mean, MJ.
Ray Allen really fit into the movie. He didn't stick out like, oh, God, this is a jock trying to be an actor.
Well, he also just had to play a jock, though. So that's kind of...
Well, yeah, but...
Probably made it a little easier.
You gotta play lines and you gotta deliver lines and so on.
True.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, I think I'll give him that. Yeah.
Yeah, this might be kind of recency bias by me, but I'm going with Kareem there. I really like Kareem on camera. Because I saw him recently on camera. He was really good. But what?
No, I was just going to say, I'm thinking of this other movie that Shaq was in. Called Blue something. It was you guys heard of Nick Nolte?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick Nolte plays this basketball coach, and it's all about like illegal recruiting and stuff like that. And Shaq is in that. That one he's not bad.
But he was in Shazam, so we can't give him best NBA actor, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, why? You get actors that bomb certain movies, and they're still good actors.
But not the good actors, you know?
Why? You got good actors in crappy movies.
No, but they're not, like, it's not crappy because of their acting, usually.
Well, yeah, okay.
Anyway, we got really off track. what were we on? Loki? Okay.
Oh, hey, Loki. Wait a minute, stop. You gotta get the followers involved here.
I saw that message really late, so sorry,
okay,
Levi.
That's okay. He's probably pissed because you didn't address.
I know he's probably really mad. Sorry about that.
that was way back in the Space Jam.
I know. I think I like skimmed it and then I like started talking and trying to get my thoughts out. So and then I forgot about it. But anyway,
okay.
We'll come back to Loki. Yeah, the ending was good. Ugh, I hate cliffhangers. I didn't really want a season two. So how many?
What did you think about the romance?
Oh, I thought it was really weird. Like a romance with yourself. Like that's.
Wait, what?
Okay, so the girl lead dad, that's girl Loki, from different timelines.
He's a variant.
Yes, of Loki.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, isn't that a little weird? Like,
And they have a thing. I feel like it's on brand. I feel like if there's anybody he's gonna fall in love with, it's himself. You know.
They did say it was really narcissistic. Somebody said that, right? That was a line somewhere.
Yeah. Owen Wilson said that.
It's super.
Okay, and that would fit in.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, yeah, I mean, Just the idea of it was weird to me, but I mean, yeah, you're right. It is on brand, so.
I didn't think it was weird until we started talking and they were getting weird about it. So I was like, well, now it's weird because they're awkward about it.
Yeah. Okay. I would have been cool if they just stayed away from it altogether, but hey, I mean, if this is a thing, all right then. So my question, okay, so they did this to set up Spider-Man, correct? Where we get Tobey Maguire and...
I know that's what everybody's saying, but I feel like, I don't know why, I just don't feel, I don't feel the stakes, like, rising. I feel like it's still contained in this TV show, not in the whole universe.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, they're going to have to connect it somehow.
I think it's also because they're quiet about it. They're not, like, saying anything. Marvel's not saying anything.
Yeah, so the next thing coming out is just Spider-Man, right?
Shang-Chi,
I forgot.
That's probably another... Like, it's not... it's, like, small scale.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Five Rings thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's the Asian guy.
Okay. Going so Bruce Lee. That's a Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from Marvel.
Okay. So, but that's totally separate with kind of, like, you know, the whole Endgame guys and all of that. All of those characters, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Wait. Is it... It's not separate, right? Well, I mean, they're introducing him into the universe.
Yeah.
So are they going to bring this guy into the whole... Is he going to, like, be mixed with some of the other superheroes? Is that what you're saying?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens there. So after that, though, is Spider-Man, right?
Eternals, and then Spider-Man.
Oh, jeez. Wait, what is Eternals? Is that a TV show?
That's the... No, it's not. It's the movie. It's the Kit Harington's in it. Angelina Jolie. They've been there for like the entire time on Earth, but they haven't like revealed themselves.
Was there a trailer yet?
Yeah, there is a trailer. There are like two trailers.
Did I watch? I feel like I watched one actually. Maybe I can't remember what happens in it. But okay. Oh yeah, Kit Harington, Dad. That's Jon Snow.
Yeah. What? Are they have superpowers?
He's gonna be another knight. He's called the Black Knight.
Oh, but is he a good guy though, or a bad
guy? He's a good guy.
I have no idea.
Or yeah, I guess we don't really know. But well, we'll find out.
Okay. No, I'm down for that.
But yeah, overall, out of 5, season 1 of Loki, what do you give it, Alardo?
I'll give it a 3.
Damn, you're just handing out the 3s today, huh? What about you, Dad?
Oh, I gotta jump on the Lardo train on that one. 3.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. Yeah. It's a low 3, in fact. I'd have
to
say. Mm. It's just too confusing. Didn't draw me in. I endured it more than anything.
Well,
It doesn't click.
It doesn't click. I'm gonna go 3.5. Because I enjoyed it. Right. I love Owen Wilson. I think he was definitely a standout in the series, for sure. It's just a cool concept. I like playing with time and stuff like that. And I could follow it, too, which was really awesome. Time Guy was great for me. I laughed, like, almost the whole time he was on there. It was, like, pretty awesome. I enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah.
So what was your number?
3.5. I'm a 3.5. I could have gone 4, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's on the low end of 4, but I could go 4.
Yeah, go 4. You're just going 3.5 because we're at 3.
Yeah, you're right. I'll go 4. Let's go 4. I'll give it a 4. Look at this guy. He's shaking his head. All right. Well, our next topic is the Tomorrow War. So if you'd like to dip, Dad, you have any last words?
I don't think I will watch the Tomorrow War, just on that note, because I kind of think it's sort of generic.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd like it.
Yeah.
You're talking about.
Like I said, I've been watching a lot of movies and, you know, it's just regurgitating same kind of formulas without any kind of new innovation and storyline. And I mean, yeah, there's only so many things you can do, but just like we're talking about old, you know, here's a guy that was creative, and kind of did something that he takes, you know, things from normal life, but just kind of changes, you know?
Yeah.
Twists it in a certain way, like, oh, that's very intriguing. That's where I'm at. So, yeah, just like, okay, we're going to go to tomorrow and fight this war to save the back earth, the old earth. I mean, I could probably tell you what the story is, I think. But anyway, I'll let you guys do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely enjoyed my cameo on the mix. So I appreciate the invite, guys. And hope to be invited back one day.
Yeah, for sure. We'll definitely have you back on. Thank you for joining us and contributing today. That's fun.
Keep up the good work, gentlemen. And how the heck do I get out of here?
All right, I'll get you out for sure. Talk soon, though. See ya.
Okay, shoots.
All right.
Wow, this is a long episode, but that was a good cameo. That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. It was fun to have a different perspective. So, the Tomorrow War. I was watching right before. I'll start. Because I did not finish the movie.
You didn't finish.
No, I had 45 minutes left before I had to stop because we had to record this episode. So, I watched the first half of it, and the first half was good.
That's good.
I was into it. It's a pretty good concept, time and Chris Pratt, you know, a little nice. And it's like, oh, his daughter is big and wristbands, and you have to get drafted. By the way, this movie made me realize if I ever get drafted, I'm doomed. Like, I'm so fucked. Like, even if they give you, like, emergency basic training, like, most of us are pretty fucked. So... Yeah. That was kind of a, maybe I'll try and learn how to use a gun or something one day, just in case.
I like that image of, like, they couldn't really give them clothes or anything, so they just went in with what they were kind of wearing.
Mm.
And that's just hilarious. Yeah, there's, like, the guy with the chef hat. I just imagine the guy, he's in war, and he just has a chef hat.
He has a chef hat. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
And all that.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, like, some people still have their, like, suits on from like, work.
Oh, yeah. So that was pretty funny. And then, like, the whole falling from the sky thing, I felt so bad for them.
Oh, geez, that was, like...
I was, like...
What a setback.
Yeah.
Like, well, there goes, like, pretty much more than half of, like, what you guys need.
Yeah, so that's super unfortunate. but I was entertained up until I had to stop, so... but I was going to say, like, you can explain the rest to me while you give your review.
Yeah, where'd you...
Oh, so where I left off was they just found the... by the way, this is going to be like... We're just spoiled the whole movie. But they found the cure, the toxin or whatever. I'm not the cure. The toxic... Okay. The toxin to kill the motherfuckers. And she had to guard Chris Pratt because he's going to go back and bring it to his time and mass produce it. And that's where I left off, pretty much.
So you didn't see him get out of there?
No. She got hurt, and then they were just, he was like, oh, we could stay here for a bit. And that was literally the last line I heard.
Okay, so what happens after that is the female catches up to them, and like, well, okay, long story short, she dies, and he's like, no, and he gets sent back. He's like low-key traumatized because he saw his daughter freaking die.
Oh, and then he gets all depressed, and then... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought was going to happen. I knew exactly what you were going to say because I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Because that was like clear setup for that, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. But then, so he has the thing, right? And he's like, all right, we got to... well, the problem is they don't know where the aliens came from, right?
Right.
The daughter said they just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So then he... Okay, this is pretty funny. So he finds out that... He goes to see the guy he met in the army, right? Or that was with him. He was like the...
Oh, the comic relief guy.
Yeah, he was like a scientist or something.
Yeah.
Or he was part of something.
Yeah, like a PhD.
But, yeah, so there's also the other guy. He had the tooth of the white spike, the hard ass.
Yeah.
Guy, right?
Yep.
So he had the tooth. He went to go find that guy because he needed the tooth. And then they took the tooth to the scientist guy. And he found out that there's ash on the tooth. So they're like, oh, okay, well, we find the ash, we find them, where they came from, right? And they find out it's volcanic ash. So they're like, oh, we need somebody that knows volcanoes.
Then it's the fucking kid from his class. Yeah. I was wondering how they're going to bring that back. Because I knew, I was like, dude, something's going to happen where this guy, this kid comes back. But anyway, keep going.
So he's like kind of the, yeah, he's the star of the movie because he like saves the world pretty much. He knows everything about volcanoes. So there's like, there's a really old volcano that like, when it exploded, ash went everywhere. So then he figured out where that particular ash on the tooth came from. It came from, or where it spread to. And they, long story short, they go out there and they kill it. But along the way, they the government will help them because they're just like, the government won't like really help us, or they're gonna fight each other over it or something like that. And he also gets help from his dad to help them sneak into Russia.
Oh, J.K. So, like, Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons, him and his dad make up. And they, it's pretty cool. Like, they have a 2v1 with the queen or the female. This is the father and son versus the female, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
But, like, yeah, so, like, the end is they save the world. And the fact, yeah, he has, like, a little thing where he's like, my best future is the one that I have right now.
Would I have cringed if I heard that on screen? Yeah.
You probably would have. I was listening to it. I was like, oh, I had a tequila. I think
that was good. Maybe I'll watch the rest of it just for shits and giggles. Yeah, but it's pretty
entertaining. Like when they beat it, I was like, oh wow, they, like, I felt it. Like, it's like, oh shit, they saved the world, you know?
Yeah. Pretty good. Nice. Yeah. So it's a feel good ending. They could have.
Yeah.
I think the ending that we were thinking was gonna happen. That would have been.
That was gonna happen. Because I was like, that was set up. Like, that's why he would. Like, ditch this family because it's like,
yeah, but so they never really like explained why he would ditch his family, because he was like, I would never do that, and I believed him. I was like, yeah, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think the way we had it would have been a better movie, but I mean, this one's kind of like more feel good, I guess, so that's cool. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5, since you're the one that finished it?
Yeah, it's also a 3. It's a good action movie. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if the theaters were, like, if there was no COVID, it was pretty much what I'm trying to say, I guess. It'd be, like, you know, just, like, another action summer blockbuster.
I'll go 3.5 for the part that I watched. I didn't finish it, obviously. So maybe if I heard Chris Pratt say that cheesy line, it could have gone down to 3. I don't know. But, yeah, right now, 3.5. Solid movie. 3/4 of the way through, so.
Tomorrow War
on Amazon Prime.
That's exactly what, yeah.
So, pretty interesting concept, also. So, I'll give him props for that. Okay. Our last subject today. Hey, we hit an hour, by the way. I don't know if we've ever done that before, huh?
Probably not. Or maybe.
Woo! Anyway, okay. Demon Slayer, the anime. All you anime fans out there, I finally got Alardo to watch Demon Slayer. He was supposed to watch it
all out yesterday.
He was supposed to watch it for last episode, and he didn't. And I told him, okay, you have 2 weeks to watch it for this episode. Better start now. And he didn't watch any of it until yesterday. So now that you've watched it, finally, what did you think?
Good.
It's good?
Yeah. Good. I hear about it a lot. So I was expecting something like crazy good, like Attack on Titan. But I think what's really good about it is that there's a lot of action. There's like at least one big fight every episode. So if you're like your action guy, like there's a lot here.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not for me. It's like I probably wouldn't watch this on my own.
Wow.
But, yeah. It's not enough story. Like it's one of those where it's like. Like every few, like 2-3 episodes, there's a new like demon, right, that they're going against. So it's kind of like a villain of the week kind of thing. And I'm more of like a Attack on Titan where it's like overarching narrative throughout the entire thing, you know. Well, there kind of is that here.
Yeah, but I was gonna say there is where he has to like, you know, save his sister.
Yeah, the Kazuki.
Yeah.
Or then that too. Yeah. But yeah.
No, not enough.
It's like, because I don't know, Attack on Titan, I feel like just spoils me, man, because it's like you always learn something new or like something happens where it's just like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like, you And I feel like this show is just like, it's more about the action and like the cool, like becoming like the best. I feel like all animes are like that. It's just like teenagers becoming like the at the top, like at the top of whatever's going on in the universe.
That's true. But I didn't see it that way, though. I don't think he doesn't care about becoming the best. He cares about saving his sister, you know, and like that's getting true. Revenge for his family by killing this demon who's running the world, basically. I really liked that scene where he smells him. And then he just like drops his udon and like sprints to go find him, and they meet. Oh man, I was like, so early. Why are you guys doing this? You know, because usually they like keep it for a later reveal.
Yeah.
But yeah, the villain is so badass. I can't wait to see like how they develop it. And I like the mix of overarching. I care about, you know, him saving his family or him saving his sister and getting revenge for his family by beating this dude. And I, like you said, I'm also an action guy. So this is kind of like best of both worlds for me.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I like it better than Attack on Titan. Like just a little bit. I love Attack on Titan too. But so far, it's really good for me. And I just like the art style a lot too.
Oh yeah, I like, yeah. The mix with 2D and 3D is really cool.
Yeah.
I do like the leads too. I like Tanjiro and Nezuko. I like his side characters. Inosuke, is that his name?
The cool bullhead, like the boar guy.
Yeah, the boar head.
I don't think anybody on the planet likes the lightning guy. Super irritating.
He's like Yugi Moto.
Who's that?
Oh, from Yu-Gi-Oh. He's like an alter ego. I don't know what's going on with him.
Oh. But anyway, yeah, like,
did you watch the movie? I didn't watch the movie yet.
Oh, I watched the, dude, you gotta watch the movie. The movie pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Is there a cliffhanger?
I can't spoil it, but like, no, it's okay. Not that. It's just like stupid. Well, not stupid. Okay. Oh, wow. Overall, the movie's okay. There's just one thing like that I feel like should have happened that didn't because stupid.
Gotcha.
Okay, so watch the movie, and then we'll talk about it next episode. How about that? Can we do that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I can do a movie.
Okay, yeah, so we'll do that. We'll add that to the list for next time, Mugen Train. But yeah, as for season one of the show, really liked... I like the world, too, in general. I like that there's, like, these demons. I like it when it's kind of from scratch, and I have no idea, like... How do I explain?
The world building.
Yeah, the world building is something different that I haven't, you know, I don't know yet. Like, for example, Marvel, like, live action worlds are familiar. So I like that they can kind of do whatever they want with it. Kind of like Attack on Titan, where it's like, all of a sudden there's these titans and you've never seen them before kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they can literally do anything.
More.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool.
I like how they humanize the demons, like, when he kills them, they always show like a little backstory after. Like,
yeah.
Every single time they do that, and I like that.
I really like that too.
Yeah. He ends up saying like they're not just evil. You know, they were us at some point.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, they were humans. I like that. I really like that too. That's a good point.
Reminds me of a video game. It reminds me of Assassin's Creed. Like when you assassinate somebody, you go into a thing where it's just you two and you talk. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
I feel like this show could be like a really good video game. Just like,
that's true. I was thinking that too. Like, oh, this could be a video game. I would play this. Like,
yeah.
I've never played Assassin's Creed.
There's a lot of demon slaying, I'll say that.
There is a lot of demon slaying.
I don't know why I was surprised at how much demon slaying there was. I was like, wow, this is demon slaying.
Yeah, it would be a shame if there wasn't enough demon slaying. but another thing I liked is how they like build up the main villain by when he asks about him to other demons, they're all like scared of him, like, please.
His name. They can't say his name.
Yeah, exactly. I think the curse thing is like just another added element that makes him so much more badass as a villain. It's like, holy shit, like, how are you gonna beat this guy, you know? Yeah. And I like that they show the elite demon slayers and like that weird ass.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot his name, but what do they call him? Long hair guy? What do they call him? He's not like general or anything like that, is he?
Yeah, yeah. I know, I just watched it. I
forget. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about, right? That guy is so weird, and like, it's cool that I don't know anything about him, but I also like want to know what's his deal, you know? So yeah, there's a lot for them to go into. So pretty exciting. I don't know when season 2 is coming, but I really want to watch it.
I looked it up. It said like later this year.
Oh, really?
2021.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, season 1, what was your rating out of 5?
Give it a 3.
You give it another 3. Come on.
It's pretty good.
All right.
I'm just not an anime guy. Yeah, I can't.
I feel that. All right. Well, I'm going to go 4.5 because I really liked it. It was really good for me. Can't wait for season 2. But yeah. Whew, that was a lot that we just got through. So, yeah, I'll add the movie for next time. Woo!
Bless you.
Thank you. But you like Attack on Titan. Is that like your favorite anime? You'd say?
I think I like One Punch Man more.
Why?
It's just so different from all the other animes. It's not even like an anime to me. It's like actually like something else.
Have you seen My Hero?
I haven't. That's a lot.
It is a lot. I don't think you'd like it, but it sounds pretty good too. Anyway, off track. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
For next time?
Oh, yeah. Next episode, we have The Suicide Squad. That's in theaters.
And HBO Max, I think.
Oh, really? Oh, perfect. I'm not going to the theater then. HBO Max, baby. So, The Suicide Squad, Willy's Wonderland. Oh, excuse me. Pig. So, 2 Nicolas Cage movies.
Back to back.
Back to back. So, I don't know how I feel about that, but I guess we'll see. Pig, and then we're going to go opposite end of the spectrum and watch High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. And we also have Dave and then Mugen Train, which is the Demon Slayer movie. So, yeah, loaded next episode, too. Thanks again to my dad, who was our guest today. He was really good. He had a lot of insight. Yeah. I could tell he did his homework. It was nice to have a guest, too. So if you guys have any guests that you think we should bring on or anything like that, let us know, either in the chat or in the comments, anywhere. And we will consider it. Because I do want to... What do you think about having more guests?
Yeah, let's do it. It's actually really interesting hearing everybody else, like other people talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in that too. So we'll try to bring more people on. But anyways, I'll get my plugs in. Follow us on socials, especially Instagram, at Mixed Podcasting. We post there frequently. We do highlights. We post when we're going to go live. So if you want to keep up with the show, please follow us on Instagram. It's probably the best place to do it. And if you like the live show here, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the live show every other Wednesday night. So 2 weeks from now is our next episode. But yeah, shout out to Levi. Shout out to Kyson for dropping by. And shout out to my dad for hanging out with us and actually watching the movies so that he could join the discussion. So... any last words, Alardo?
I will watch The Sixth Sense. I don't know when. I'll watch it.
Oh, should we put that on the list, or do you want to just, like, save it for...
We can save it. I feel like we got a lot to do.
Yeah, maybe write it down somewhere that's, like, one of our ones in the pocket. Yeah. Okay, cool. But yeah, thanks everybody for listening to this episode of The Mix. We'll see you next time. Shoots.
Shoots.